Good evening, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you for tuning in, guys. It is a beautiful night here. I am looking over the ocean right now, and it is evening, and it is so beautiful. It's winter, but it feels so warm tonight, so it's really, really beautiful and very zen, which is a perfect setting for me to do this podcast this evening. And it is all about anxiety and stress and worry, and just sharing some of my story about how I overcame my own anxiety, and hoping that that can inspire you and give you some pointers on how you can also manage your own stress and anxiety. I'm not going to talk about anxiety as in breaking it down into, because there are different types of disorders when it comes to anxiety and reasons. This is more of the generalized stress and worry of life, the worrying and how we get ourselves completely strung out. And so talking from it more from my perspective, and also I know if you've been in a toxic relationship or you're living in an environment which is not healthy, or even jobs aren't healthy or whatever, you can find yourself being so strung out, right? Kids, life, and we get ourselves so worked up, and we live that way, and we think it's somehow normal, and it just isn't, right? And I'm going to share with you what happened for me. So 2011, I ended up in the hospital with a massive panic attack. Previous to this happening, the weeks leading up to this panic attack, I was presenting with lots of physical symptoms that were, like, the doctors said they couldn't give me any diagnosis. They just would send me away and say there's nothing wrong, right? So I had a dry mouth. I couldn't, get saliva going in my mouth. I had these really like burning lips, and my mouth used to feel really strange. I was just unwell, and it was just, I couldn't even decide what was wrong. Like, I couldn't even figure out what was wrong, I should say. And I ended up at the doctors, and I saw so many different doctors, and they would just sort of, blow me off and say there was nothing wrong, really. And I'd always walk away thinking, well, I know there's something wrong. Like, I'm not well, and I can feel something's wrong with me. And at that time, I really thought I was sick, like physically getting some disease, because I felt, oh, excuse me, guys, I just sneezed, because I just couldn't manage this, these illnesses. It was just like I say, manifesting as aches and pains. And I used to get a lot of stomach upsets and all kinds of things. And then, the mouth problem and the dry mouth and all kinds. And it was so stressful because it would go on for weeks at a time, like this dry mouth thing. And I'd wake up in the middle of the night just, why isn't things normal? And I get eye problems, and it was just so many things. So these were all happening leading up to this panic attack. And then this one particular night came about, and I felt my whole face was like on fire. And I thought, what's happening? And I literally couldn't breathe. And long story short, I called the hospital, ambulance came, and off I went to the emergency. And yeah, long story short, I had a panic attack, and I saw some very lovely doctors the next day. They put you in touch with, mental health professionals, and we had a chat. And long story short, I keep saying the same thing. I really got to realize that, my gosh, my whole life I've actually been suffering with anxiety. And it was a real wake-up call, but it was also very comforting to realize, my gosh, there I was thinking this was just my personality type, that I would get sort of strung out and stressed out. And really, it was anxiety this whole time. And of course, because I was in this very toxic relationship at the time, that all those symptoms that were showing up in my body were just manifestations of that anxiety, right? And that was really the time in my life where I made a decision that I was not going to be controlled by anxiety anymore, that I had to literally take my life back, because I could see how much it controlled my life and how strung out I'd be. And I remember talking to a good friend of mine who was a psychologist actually, and he said, what's going to happen if you just keep going through these symptoms? Because he had said to me that I had anxiety, but you don't listen, right? Because they're your friends, which is yes. And what's going to happen? You know, because something serious could happen from this. Yes, you're getting the aches and pains now. You're getting anxiety. You're getting stress. You're getting mouth problems and all this. Because he always said, I believe it is some sort of anxiety. But, you know, things can get worse if you don't get help for this. People end up getting diseases from their stress. And I, of course, I knew all this. You don't want to accept it somehow, do you? I really think when you are living with anxiety and you're living, say, especially if you're in a toxic relationship and you don't want to leave that relationship and you know it's unhealthy but you want to stay, all this is just so toxic for the cells in your body, for your whole mind. It is so detrimental to the truth of who you are. So what happened was I made that decision that it had to change. So I'm going to share with you the specific things that I found super helpful in bringing about the changes for me. First of all, the awareness itself, just having the awareness that could it be that I'm suffering with anxiety, that was huge. Like that was the question the doctor said to me, could it be that you have anxiety? And I said, I don't know, I don't think I have. And he said, you actually do. And he sort of mapped it all out and we went through it all. And it was like, oh my gosh. So for you, if you are listening right now and you're feeling that you can relate to this, is it possible that you are suffering with anxiety and stress, and you may have just been feeling it's just who you are, and you've got so accustomed to feeling in that state, it's just become the normal, but it's actually dropping all that cortisol into your system, which is increasing your stress levels anyway, making you feel so strung out. So it's really important to have the awareness. So awareness is really the first thing. Once I had that awareness, it was like, okay, I need a plan. I need a way that I'm going to combat this, because I didn't want to go on medication or anything like that. That I was offered it, and I just knew for me that just wasn't even an option. I'm not going on medication. This is something I know I can cure. And so what I did, I was already meditating actually. So that's interesting, right? Because you would think if I was meditating, then why was I suffering with anxiety? Because the meditation was not consistent, and I know for a fact I wasn't meditating correctly for as well, because since then I do know how to meditate. And so I made a decision that I was going to learn to meditate like properly and learn all I could about becoming present, about becoming very mindful, and really, you know, looking at my mindset and the stories I was telling myself and the way I spoke to myself. And so that's really important, all those things together right there. And then I realized, and this is the next part, and this is something I even work with clients on this. Again, this is important to know that we have these programs playing in our mind, and we get very accustomed to being a certain way. We identify with certain parts of ourselves. And I realized that the anxiety Sally was a really strong part of who I was. And I realized that she was like really like holding me down. I could see the story playing out. I reflected on my life and I thought, oh my gosh, so much of my life I show up and I'm in this anxious state. And these relationships are definitely contributing to my anxiety. And I knew I had to rewrite my story. I knew I had to rewrite the whole way that I was showing up for myself every day. And that is the next part. And then it was all about, you know, I'm going to totally love myself. I'm going to really value myself, and I'm going to do what it takes to feel whole and centered. And the big one for me was to not need another person to validate my worth, to not need a relationship. For me, that was huge, because from, again, so much of my life, there was this absolute need for love, need for a relationship, needing that validation. That in itself was creating so much of my anxiety on a core level, because I didn't feel worthy enough. I didn't feel good enough. And I honestly believe this is what so many of us are struggling with, is this, I am not enough. I need a man. I need a partner in order to be good enough. And that in itself is a low vibrational energy that you're putting out. And of course you bring in that your match, and then you end up in these relationships that are often filled with a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety, right? Because that's what you're sending out. You're sending out, I'm needy, I want, I need, instead of feeling whole and complete with the person you are and knowing that you don't need anyone, that you are enough just as you are. And I can tell you now, with so many people I have coached and people I have known in my personal life, my gosh, this is an epidemic. I'm not enough. I don't feel good enough. And that for me, recognizing that and seeing that was the undercurrent of so much of my anxiety, was going to be something that I was going to heal. And I made that decision. So I began my meditations. I began every single day committing to that meditation every single morning, and I still meditate, of course. I began to keep a journal and literally write down every single thing that I was grateful for, and literally being super present in the moments. And because I knew that by incorporating a morning ritual, by doing this self-love work, I was going to rewrite my program. I was going to rewrite that old Sally and create a new version of myself. And that is what I know I needed to become the person that I needed to become. And this is the key, guys. The anxiety will keep playing out if you keep showing up the same way. If you keep thinking the same thoughts, acting the same way, responding the same way, you are going to always manifest and create the same reality. I knew that I had to show up and respond in a new way. And that was actually easier than I realized, because I was meditating so much. I learned to become very present. And what would happen was I would find myself in situations, and instead of immediately going into the trigger response of anxiety, I could take a pause, I could breathe, and I could ask the question, okay, can I control this? Is this in my control, or is this out of my control? And if it was out of my control, I would like, okay, well, I can't control this external situation, but I certainly can control how I'm choosing to respond. So just having those inner conversations with myself, I was able to start like almost like uploading a new program, so to speak, to my mind. And initially it is a bit like that. You literally are going, okay, I've got to override this old program. I need to notice what I'm doing, take a breath. Initially it is a bit like that, right? But over time it just becomes habitual. It just becomes the way you learn to respond. You just, one day you realize, wait a minute, I haven't reacted in stress for ages. Oh, that doesn't trigger me anymore. Because the more time you spend going inwards, loving yourself, and anchoring yourself in a place of love, the less you can be affected by the stresses and struggles that life can present us sometimes. And it's realizing that you have the power to change it. You have the power to not be a person that lives in stress and worry. And, you know, it's very important as well. It's another thing I want to mention, to not compare yourself to anybody else, to own your own story. Understand we're all on our own separate journeys, because again, when we compare ourselves to other people, this can be another trigger for our own stress, right? And that was something I used to do. It was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm reacting again because I'm thinking I should be doing this with my life and it's not happening, and I get really hard on myself. I should be in a better relationship. Why haven't I figured it out yet? And I'd really be hard on myself. So I want you to be kinder to yourself. I want you to talk to yourself better. I want you to take moments in the day to get really present and to slow things down. I want you to not overburden yourself with things that you just don't need to take on. You know, I know a lot of people that they keep themselves so freaking distracted so they don't have to be with themselves, right? And this is true. I know people that, not really well, but I know of them and, you know, acquaintances. And they are so stressed out, even though they think they're not, because they're doing things they so-called want to do. I notice that these people can't be with themselves, and they just keep themselves in this heightened state of stress. And then they're complaining later on that they're sick, they're unwell, and it's because they're overburdened, they're overstressed, and they're living in that state. And that's another way that stress manifests, is by us not being able to live with ourselves, or sit with ourselves, I should say, sit with our story, sit with who we are. You know, those people, might be you, that just needs to stay busy all the time. And even though you're stressed out, it's just who you are, it's what you do. And then if you do get time to be on your own, it's really uncomfortable, right? To just sit there with yourself and just be, right? But again, this manifests in our body, you know, and our cells react to this stress. And this is when, you know, you might be okay when you're in your 20s, or even your 30s, but what happens over time when we don't take that time out? We can physically get really sick. Well, I got sick. It wasn't anything serious, you know, and hopefully I've nipped all that in the bud, and I'm on a really healthy run for the rest of my days. But yeah, it's really important to be super, super mindful. Now, I could talk so much about this stuff. I haven't given you actual specific things necessarily in this podcast. I've just done a general discussion, even though there are some points here which I'm sharing with you. I wanted to make it a bit more general, this one, and then on an up and coming one, give more, just go straight to this is what you need to do. I actually think I have done one on this though. I'm sure I have specific things to combat your stress, but this is more just sort of opening my heart to your heart to say you're not alone, that you can turn this around and you don't have to live in this stress state. And it all comes back down to having that awareness and incorporating something that really slows you down. But actually it slows you down, but then you get more done because you're in a more calm place to get things done, right? Sometimes your environment does need to change if you are being triggered in your environment. And so, yeah, this is just, there are just some things that you can do for now, like the mindfulness, the meditations, and being able to really know that you don't have to forever play out this story. And asking yourself, you know, what do I really need for my life right now? What is the next right thing I need to do that is going to be helpful for me? So just to finish off this podcast, I want to share with you some specific things I did, which I won't go into the details about how that works so much. I'll do that on another podcast. But without question, like I said, I did some hypnotherapy. It was incredible. I did some NLP work, which was, again, super powerful. So NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. I'll Google that if you're not sure what that is. It was really helpful. I meditated every day, and I still meditate every single day. I realized it wasn't going to fix itself in a day, in a week, that it was a process. And I feel this is what, again, stops people from sort of turning their lives around when it comes to stress. They think that they can just turn it around in one day. You certainly can slow down in one day and feel benefits, but to combat that pattern of being someone that's stressed out and worked up, that needs consistency. You showing up every day and taking time for yourself and making yourself a priority, right? So just understand that part too, that it is about consistency in taking care of yourself. And so I incorporated those things, and having that awareness and the mindfulness of it all, literally I have been able to turn my life around. I rarely suffer from anxiety now, like it's so rare. And if something comes up, even now, there's some really big things going on in my life, and the old me definitely would have gone into an absolute state of worry, whereas now I can stay centered and see it for what it is and know that I have choices on how I choose to respond. And my first love is myself, my body, and I want to make sure that I am treating my body and my mind really well. And so I'm very aware of that. And that has come from those particular things that I incorporate into my life, the morning rituals as well, and the affirmations, and staying in a good state. And yeah, like, oh, there's so much I could talk about. So like I said, this is just a more general message. I hope that's given you a bit of help and insight, and to let you know you're not alone. I will do a podcast though about more specifics on that. I wasn't sure how I was going to do this podcast. I think because I'm sitting by the ocean, I've just gone into a more generalized Zen state. But I still think it's worth uploading, because I feel this is still a message that needs to be heard. And to let you know that you're not alone, and you absolutely can turn it around, because I'm here saying 100% as someone that lived this for so much of my life. It's like I don't even recognize that self, that person I used to be, because I was always in that state of worry. And it just feels so liberating to be free of that. And yeah, so much of it was using that time and the breakup I was going through at the time as a massive catalyst for radical transformational growth. And that's what I do with my coaching as well, actually, because I so get the story. So there you have it, guys. I hope that's been helpful. I am sending you so, so much love. Let me know how you found this podcast, if it's been helpful for you. Reach out to me if I can help you on your coaching journey, on your spiritual journey, your relationship journey. I am here. You are not alone. And there are so many other people that can help you. If you don't feel a good fit with me, please find someone that can help you through your struggle. If you are struggling with stress, worry, a relationship breakup, or your relationship in general, because you do not have to do it alone. And that is one thing I need to say to you. Never feel isolated and alone when you're dealing with any of this, because there are people that will help you. You just do not have to face it alone. So I'm sending you much, much love. I will be back in a couple of days. And let me know if there's something you would like me to discuss on this podcast. And I would be happy to absolutely do a podcast on that. So take care of your hearts and have a good night.